what I'm hearing is that even if you could work up what it would cost, sort of thing, to hire a student until September or whatever, or August.
Okay, where do we want them? The transfer station?
I personally think that's a concern in there with one person trying to look after everything. We get contaminated bins and all kinds of things that we're probably paying for. But I'm not sure with the attendant whether he wants somebody or not. So he keeps saying he does, but I'm not sure how that would work. You'd know better than I would whether two people can work together in there.
Well, there's enough work to do, for sure. Yeah.
So you were saying that you had no students apply?
There was a couple with licenses.
Yeah.
And then there was some other ones. And then without licenses. And then there was an older one. So there's a bit of a pool to pick from. I can give them a call.
But before you call them, I guess we should figure on cost and whether we can afford it, yes.
Yeah.
And where they're going to work, yeah.
You know, you're probably looking at, what's a summer kid get at? $4,000 a month? Maybe? Now? Because now we're into 2 months, that's all it's left.
Yeah, that's all you think.
So I don't see why there's no reason why we can't hire somebody. But like you said, there's...
Yeah.
Yeah, I know it's not in the budget, but I did save a bunch of money off the bridge, so that would more than pay for it.
Well, that would be. Well, I think that's something to look at. Get all that stuff
together. Even here's an idea. Why not maybe Sunday, Mondays at the dump or something like that, and maybe Tuesday and Wednesday even work for roads?
We talked about that before, I know, and talked about how we would split.
Yeah.
Right?
Why not? And then I can get the rest of the summer. All right, let me look into it.
Put something together.
That's what we'll do. I'll just...
Put something together so we can see.
You want to see it? Yeah, because it's not going to be that much money now. Because like I said, we got 6 weeks left, basically, of summer.
Yeah.
Where normally you would hire on a student the first of May.
Yeah.
So there's only 6 weeks left. That's $6,000.
Can you factor in the... contamination costs that we face at the dump too? Because is there a way to figure out, contamination that we could avoid if we had closer scrutiny?
I don't want to put that much weight on the student.
No. Well, it's fair to say though that hopefully it would be better.
It'll be better.
Yeah.
Definitely better.
But I mean, from a budget perspective, if you can offset a portion of the cost by saying we'd have less contamination, right? I'm not saying we'd have none, but.
Let me get the ball rolling.
Let's look at some information, some numbers.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Sure.
Is Monday actually the busy day that help is needed at the transfer station, or Saturdays and Sundays are the two busiest days?
I think Sunday's the busiest day.
Yeah.
By far.
People leaving.
Yeah. So I know that for a fact. Saturdays just hit and miss. It comes in waves. Do we want somebody there Saturday and Sunday? Good luck getting a student to do that.
Mm.
Maybe Sunday, Monday. That's what I'm saying about. I don't think there's a student out there who'll sign up and pick me for Saturdays and Sundays. I really don't.
No.
You might get an older person,
yeah.
And it doesn't matter now.
Yeah.
The grants aren't involved.
Right.
So I can get an older person.
Somebody wanting something to do.
Just for
not worrying about, Friday, Saturday night partying.
I think I have something.
Let's
see.
Get your stuff together.
I'll get my stuff. I'll give you an email. Probably come in an email because I'll have to do it pretty fast.
Okay, cemetery.
That would be good.
Just some things there. That
yeah, what the... So this art thing you're talking about.
Just a road through, yeah.
Right from...
well, the two roads.
So the left out, so they just meet.
Yeah.
That.
Somewhere down the far end.
Yep.
And I think as we fill up more and more... It's easier to access, I think, from either side as opposed to one side than coming all the way across. Because that one road that was in the furthest one, it doesn't go very far. It just goes in to where the sand is piled. The other one, well, it stops too, because I'm not sure. I had suggested years ago that we stop selling plots in there so that
there's still 8 feet. There's still 8 feet. Like, there's a row of eight. Yeah. Like,
okay.
Right, if you look from the gate in, there's an 8-foot trail still through both sides.
Okay.
It's actually surveyed in.
Yeah.
It looks narrow, but there's 8 feet there.
Excellent. That's good.
Yeah.
So we're in the office of what not to sell, which plots. I mean, they're off the list.
The new section that I'm referring to,
yeah,
it's all surveyed out. So
okay.
It's there.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So nothing to be sold. They may look like it's sold. There might be some that look like, but no, it's only 8 feet there, and they're not in the way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Excellent.
The one looked like it was tight, and I took a drive through it. I thought, oh boy, but no, it's fine. You can get a vehicle through.
Good.
I mean, you're not doing 100 mile an hour. But
no.
It's a little tight.
Because I know there was, when we're looking at that in the past, there was one plot sold right on the line. We had to get that person to move. And that wasn't an easy task because they had that chosen because of family. And
oh, for sure.
So,
yeah.
Well, that sounds good.
Yeah.
And along the east side, I guess, the posts that are along there marking out, anybody trying to find anything, it goes from A, I guess, down to whatever.
Yeah, there's one M is missing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I know they're just hanging on the posts sort of thing. And
they're in the fence. They're woven in the fence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that fence is okay?
I think he's in a little TLC on the fence. The posts, but steel posts down beside the wooden ones will last another 50 years.
And I'm thinking at some point we need some kind of a directory for people too. And that's not in your hands, you don't have to worry about it, but when they first go in, and that's why we had all the letters put down,
yeah,
and then some numbers too, so they could do the cross-reference and find A15 or
if
something.
If they got their own map and they
right.
went in there to look around, right?
Yeah.
Because you do get that. Out of the towners want to come up, you don't want to get that.
Yeah,
got a relative
yeah.
here or there. Yeah, that's a good idea.
Councilor Zulak, you have a question.
I was just going to say, at one time, quite a few years back, we fixed up the fence along the front and had it all painted. It almost looks like it could be done if you start looking for extra things.
Well,
I don't think
there's anything that we can't do, but it's just going to take some time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But those gates, I mean,
yeah.
not the fence itself, but the gates themselves, they don't lock properly.
No,
so.
No.
No.
Yeah.
They do.
Yeah.
They
well,
move
so
all
they can
over
be
the
fixed.
Place.
They can be fixed.
Yeah,
just takes
every year they get because
yeah.
of the frost and stuff. They get
yeah.
moving around, eh? So every spring we go in and adjust. When you see the one gate now, we had to put a foot and a half extension on because that's how much it's moved
mm-hmm.
over the years. Yeah. So
I kind of wonder if we should, if council we're going to have roads, crews, or whatever, and facilities, whether we should, as a council, vote that. Cemetery, and because we may want to budget some funds next year to
yep.
do some of the improvements you're talking about.
I'd like to see that whole fence on the front being replaced and new gates put in.
Yeah, I think it was there. And
yeah, that's what I'd like to see.
Yeah.
I see Greg is writing it all down here, so
all
that's
here.
Good. on the trip, then it'll be a stop off point.
Yeah, stop off point.
Points of interest.
Hope 2 day tour.
Yeah,
and I'm not sure about the other cemetery. I'm just talking about
the other.
That's just the one
cemetery.
Yeah.
Cemetery. The other one, the gate needs to be replaced there. Somebody drove right over it. Drove right over it. Yeah. Happens, I guess.
We're in a hurry to get in there.
But there's work to be done. I don't disagree with you. That's just money.
Yeah,
it's all. I mean, yeah, next year we might be able to put $20,000 aside for some new fencing or something. You know, just as a
yeah.
ballpark way we go, do what we can.
Speaking of next year, that's the last one on there. Some kind of a chart for each year. And the ones that we couldn't do this year, slide into next year or the year after in costs. And can that be sort of tied in with the asset
management? For construction?
Construction
yes.
primarily.
Yeah, normally I do. Like every year for the past 10 years, I've provided a 5-year plan. And, and we can see where that gets us. I give you another 5-year plan.
Yeah.
So in the first 5-year plan, doesn't get, because priorities.
Yeah.
It's just the way it is. Wait, hold on. I've got probably 3 more years left of 1-year plan, or of 1 plan, so I can give you a couple more. But maybe not 5, but realistically 3. To go 5, it's just it never gets done. Year 4 and year 5 never gets done. But what I like about it, it puts it in your head.
Yeah.
Going down the road, what about this road? What about that? So it's a good idea. But yeah, I usually do one every year.
At least for this term, council would be good, so we kind of get a feel on how schedule and budget, and because there's no doubt in my mind driving the roads.
If you can wait until we slow down a little bit. Well, actually,
okay.
Yeah.
Probably
near towards the end of the summer.
Oh, yeah, there's no hurry for a budget talks starting next whenever fall, we could say, but Herdville Road is, that's
well, it's gonna be
bad.
It's going to change this week. Getting paving crew there this week. It's going to be nasty for a while.
But this could be all part of what you suggested before, too. I know that nasty word, debenturing, but
I think we have to.
Looking down the road.
Yeah, and look at revenue sources.
Yeah.
Possibly. So, yeah, I think it's part of it. Yeah, it's got to be done. And
well, that has to be done. That's been put off, so this is the five-year plan. That's been put ahead off. Now, Herdville Road alone's been put ahead 2 years. Center Road was supposed to be done last year. So, I mean, it, just the way the cookie crumbles. Who knew the bridge was going to fail? You know, it's just, that's what I mean. A five-year plan is great, but does it get done? No, but it puts something in our heads moving forward. So.
Yeah, we're fortunate enough to get some of the main roads, not very main roads, but some of the other roads done because of grants came in. It's like, ooh, yeah, we look good.
Oh,
you know, $1 million to do in a couple of subdivisions kind of thing. Where now it's starting to hit home that we're probably going to need more money.
Well, you know, to do high float roads, yes, we could do it, but even it's getting costly now. Well, by the time we high float a road, come back in a few years and micro seal it. You know, we're at probably 10 years ago asphalt prices at that rate. So we might as well bite the bullet, do the asphalt up from on our main roads. There's still places for high float, but on our main roads, get that asphalt done.
Yeah.
You know, because there's so much traffic. Our winters are 2 miles for high float, whereas a high volume traffic, so it's 2 miles in the winter time. They blow apart.
Yeah.
That's what happened this year. It was 2 miles, so a lot of the high float took a pounding.
That's great. You're adapting to climate change, then. That's
well, you've seen it.
Yeah,
we're green.
Is there anything else from council, Greg? Since it's committee of the whole, I'll open it up to people on Zoom as well. If you have any questions about the roads, your opportunity. Okay, I guess not. Well, thanks very much. Appreciate that.
Next time we're working on here.
Yeah. It took us long enough to get these. Yeah. I don't know.
That's yours.
Resolution 23-452, moved by Councilor Keckin and second by Councilor Zulak. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby rise and report from Committee of the Whole Act.
8:35 p.m.
And reconvene into regular session. Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-453, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby approve the minutes of the June 20th, 2023 regular meeting of Council and the June 28th, 2023 special closed meeting of Council as circulated. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. And Resolution 23-454, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive the draft letter dated July 4th, 2023, addressed to the Perry Sound Area Planning Board, stating all of the conditions have been met in consent application number B42/2022, Hardy, and further that Council authorizes staff to sign the letter and send to the Perry Sound Area Planning Board. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. resolution 23-455, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskell. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the March 9th, 2023, April 13th, 2023, and May the 11th, 2023 meetings of the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-456, moved by Councillor Zulak, second by Councillor Pekkanen. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the minutes of the April 24th, 2023 meeting of the Township of McKellar Public Library Board. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-457, moved by Councillor Haskell, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the draft minutes of the June 8th, 2023 meeting of the Lake Stewardship and Environmental Committee. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-458, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received report number FD-2023-11, monthly end status updates for June 2023 from Fire Chief Robert Morrison for information purposes. Any discussion? Call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-459, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Haskell. Be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby receive report number bylaw-2023-05, monthly bylaw updates for June 2023 from Bylaw Enforcement Officer Chris Everett for information purposes. Any discussion?
A lot more detail in this report than there has been in others, and found it quite helpful actually, that sometimes just seeing some detail helps you understand the issue better. I found that anyhow. So.
No, I noticed, I don't know whether it was dark and dark or not, the addresses, mm-hmm. that went all public too, or is that just...
No, the addresses were redacted for the public.
Okay. Well, good. Any other questions? Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-460, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, second by Councillor Zulak. Whereas the federal and provincial governments need to support their most vulnerable households, the ones who are at risk of becoming homeless. Overall, housing and services for low-income, vulnerable, or marginalized people should be a primary consideration moving forward, so we help those who need it the most. And whereas the Township of McKellar understands every community across Ontario is impacted by a need for affordable housing and support for people at risk of homelessness, municipal governments are working in collaboration with all orders of government to invest in permanent solutions to the housing and homelessness crisis in Ontario. And whereas the Township of McKellar understands that the federal, national housing strategy allocation formula to provinces and territories for jointly funded housing initiatives roughly follows their share of the national population. This approach leaves Ontario underfunded because, as per the 2021 census figures, the number of Ontario households in community housing network as a share of the national total is 44.1%, which is well above the provincial share of the national population at 38.5%. This is also by far the highest share of the national community housing network relative to every other province and territories. And whereas receiving a bi-population allocation from the federal government hampers Ontario's ability to reach more of those households in need that require assistance with housing, and whereas the lack of ongoing federal operating funding for National Housing Strategy Initiative leads to significant underfunding for subsidized housing projects and can undermine the physical and financial viability of the community housing stock, And whereas a similar situation occurs with federal homelessness funding to Ontario through Reaching Home, where the share allocated to Ontario is also below the provincial share of Community Housing Network nationally, and whereas there is an inequitable distribution of Reaching Home funding in Ontario, as only 25 of 47 service managers have designated communities receiving funding under the program, despite the prevalence of need across the entire province. And whereas the Township of McKellar understands the federal government takes the position that its role is to provide capital funding while provinces and territories are to fund operating expenses, but this approach does not create an equitable sharing of the burden of funding long-term operating costs, which continue for the life of a project. And whereas taken altogether, the underfunding to Ontario for housing and homelessness relative to its share of national Canadian housing network amounts to approximately $480 million over the term of the federal national housing strategy. And whereas the federal government previously provided leadership in ensuring the long-term financial and physical viability of the social housing stock under the social housing agreement for several decades through federal social housing operating agreements that provided funding for both mortgages and operating costs. And whereas without some flexibility on the part of the federal government, Ontario and its municipalities will be poorly positioned to take advantage of this funding. This will turn into a significant missed opportunity, leading to a further deterioration in the long-term physical and financial sustainability of the community housing stock. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar also supports the provincial ask for federal operating funding for national housing strategy initiatives. And therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar would appreciate the federal effort to repurpose this funding quickly from the main National Housing Co-Investment Fund program line. Service managers across the province have indicated their challenges with meeting the terms of the federal proposal, particularly as they relate to cost matching and meeting the requirements for greenhouse gas emissions, energy efficiency, and accessibility. Therefore, be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar would like need-driven indicators incorporated into the funding allocation formulas for all federal programs. Therefore, be it resolved that FNOM appreciates the federal government's commitment to end chronic homelessness and wishes this to be inclusive across all areas of our province by expanding Reaching Home funding to all service managers. Therefore, be it resolved, FNOM also supports the provincial position in relation to the province's and territories repair fund under the National Housing Co-Investment Fund. Therefore, be it resolved, FNOM supports the province's material position on the application-based $4 billion Federal Housing Accelerator Fund. We wish to emphasize the importance of providing municipalities with maximum support in preparing applications to the HAF, understanding that some rural and northern municipalities may face capacity challenges in applying to this program on the anticipated tight timelines. Therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of Township of McKellar wish to request that Canadian Mortgage and Housing Corporation consider actions taken by municipalities under the province's housing supply action plans into account when assessing municipal applications, recognizing that these initiatives have the potential to significantly increase the supply of housing in our communities. Therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar believes the lack of ongoing federal operating funding for national housing strategy initiatives leads to significant underfunding for subsidized housing projects and can undermine the physical and financial viability of the community housing stock. Therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar believe the federal government should heed the precedent of the social housing agreement and recommit itself to funding operating costs that often stretch out over decades for the lifetime of a housing project. As an example, the Rapid Housing Initiative's 20-year affordability requirement and lack of federal operating dollars will very likely result in housing providers asking service managers and the provincial government to fund operating expenses to ensure the long-term affordability of units given housing providers' limited revenue-raising capacity. Therefore, be it resolved, this lack of ongoing federal operating funding for national housing strategy initiatives leads to significant underfunding for subsidized housing projects and can undermine the physical and financial viability of the community housing stock. Therefore, be it resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar urges the federal government to provide additional funding for Ontario so that we can deal with our shortages of safe and affordable housing and at the same time build safer and healthier communities for all our residents. Further, be it resolved that this resolution be forwarded to the individuals listed below for consideration and support. Prime Minister Trudeau, Minister Ahmed Hassan, Parry Sound Muskoka MP Scott Aitchison, Premier Ford, Minister Clark, Parry Sound Muskoka MPP Graydon Smith, leaders of the federal and provincial opposition parties, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMIL, and the Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities. Discussion? All call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-461, moved by Councillor Hassman, second by Councillor Ryland, whereas all Ontarians deserve and expect a safe and respectful workplace, and whereas municipal governments as the democratic institutions most directly engaged with Ontarians need respectful discourse, and whereas several incidents in recent years of disrespectful behavior and workplace harassment have occurred amongst members of municipal councils, and whereas these incidents seriously and negatively affect the people involved and lower public perceptions of local governments, whereas municipal codes of conduct are helpful tools to set expectations of council member behavior, and whereas municipal governments do not have the necessary tools to adequately enforce compliance with municipal codes of conduct, now therefore be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar supports the call of the Association of Municipalities of Ontario for the Government of Ontario to introduce legislation to strengthen municipal codes of conduct and compliance with them in consultation with municipal governments. Further be it resolved that the legislation encompass the Association of Municipalities of Ontario's recommendations for updating municipal codes of conduct to account for workplace safety and harassment, creating a flexible administrative penalty regime adapted to the local economic and financial circumstances of municipalities across Ontario, increasing training of municipal integrity commissioners to enhance consistency of investigations and recommendations across the province, allowing municipalities to apply to a member of the judiciary to remove a sitting member if recommended through the report of a municipal integrity commissioner, and prohibit a member so removed from sitting for election at the term of removal and the subsequent term of office. Discussion? Questions? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay. Resolution 23-462, moved by Councillor Keckman, second by Councillor Zulak. Whereas Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar recognizes that challenges of mental health, addictions, specifically opioids, and homelessness are complex issues that have a significant and detrimental impact on the residents of McKellar, and whereas addressing and responding to these issues has placed extreme stress on all levels of municipal and non-municipal programs and services, including various not-for-profit organizations and provincially funded health services within Prairie Sound and surrounding communities, and whereas mental health, opioids, and homelessness trends are in recent years at an all-time high, and such prevalence has impacted the overall well-being of the people of McKellar and the surrounding communities, and whereas Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar acknowledges that approaches to addressing and responding must include diverse and inclusive approaches to these issues and should not be viewed as a single solution response, and whereas Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar accepts that the responsibility to address these challenges rests with community stakeholders, partners, residents, as well as federal and provincial government and agencies, now therefore be resolved that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar calls upon the provincial and federal governments for additional resources to combat the opioid crisis, mental health issue, and homelessness, and that Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar recommends to the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit that a regional coalition of public health, relevant community agencies, and others, as appropriate, be established in order to amplify regional concerns and investigate potential strategies and resources, and that this resolution be forwarded to the North Bay Prairie Sound District Health Unit, First Nations Communities within Prairie Sound District, MP Scott Aitchison, MPP Graydon Smith, Federation of Northern Ontario Municipalities, FNOM, and the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMO. Discussion? All the questions? All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-463, moved by Councillor Ryland, second by Councillor Hassman. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation, Township McKellar, has hereby received the District of Prairie Sound Social Services Administration Board Housing and Homelessness Annual Report 2022-2023 for information. Discussion? question? All in favor? Not opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-464, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received the District of Parry Sound Social Services Administration Board CAO reports for May and June 2023. Discussion? All the question? All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-465, moved by Councilor Haskin, second by Councilor Ryland. Whereas speeding on our roads is a major concern in our community, whereas speeding can occur in all areas of our community, and whereas barriers and delays to enforcement pose a danger to our community, and whereas our municipality has limited resources to implement speed mitigation, road design, and redesign, and whereas our local police service has limited resources to undertake speed enforcement, and whereas Section 205.1 of the Highway Traffic Act, the HTA, provides that automated speed enforcement systems, ASE, may only be placed in designated community safety zones and school safety zones. Now, therefore, be resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar requests that the Ontario government amend Section 205.1 of the HTA to permit municipalities to locate an ASE system permanently or temporarily on any roadway under the jurisdiction of municipalities, and as determined by municipalities, and not be restricted to only community safety zones and school safety zones. And further, that a copy of this resolution be forwarded from the Ontario Minister of Transportation, Ontario Minister of Municipal Affairs and Housing, Parry Sound Muskoka MPP Graydon Smith, the Association of Municipalities of Ontario, AMIL, and all Ontario municipalities. Discussion? May help with our community safety zone.
It would help if we had one, that's for
that's
sure.
Right. Yeah. Call the question then. All in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-466, moved by Councilor Zulak, sent by Councilor Kekkonen. Be resolved the Council of the Corporation of Township McKellar has hereby received the email from Susan Montgomery, dated June 26, 2023, regarding Goose Excrement in Minerva Park. Questions? Discussion? Councilor Zulak.
Is there going to be a response given to that person?
It's unfortunate we didn't ask, Greg, but I think he did purchase a piece of equipment, did he not?
He did.
Yes.
So is that going to be looked at on a, I don't know, a daily basis, or we should have asked him?
I just want to know, like, we've had in the past where somebody has sent in something and they never got a response. So I'm just wanting to know if this person were going to reply to her.
I did send an email response.
You did?
Yes.
Okay.
And did it explain what we were going to do? Or
yeah, it
okay.
explained what we were doing, and I did receive an email back saying thank you.
Oh, okay. Great. Thank
so
you.
We'll keep
what are we doing
on file?
Yeah.
Okay.
So he's going to run that machine, or somebody is, for the roads on it?
Oh, yeah. He's got a, what was it, Carly, a sweeper or
yes.
some, of some kind?
Yeah, it's a lawn sweeper, so you use it more for picking up debris, but it is working with the excrement as well. It can be used on asphalt surfaces to pick up garbage and sand, and it can also be used in the lawn to pick up like extra clippings.
Mm-hmm.
So it's used in other areas as well. So Greg's having more uses for it than just this one purpose.
So he'll be doing it on a regular basis at the park
yes.
and other places?
Yes, it'll be done before the markets.
Okay. Well, I guess the concern was it wasn't just the market, it was using the swings and everything. So I'm wondering if he's doing it on a regular basis. Not necessarily daily, but...
And once the grass is cut, I believe, after the grass is cut, then he would, well, and go do it as well. But if there's a lot of excrement at one time and it's noticed, then they'll go do a sweep.
Okay.
Oh, go ahead.
Councilor Ryan.
I know from personal experience of my property, I have a nonstop problem with geese coming up and crapping all over my lawn and my son's lawn and every other lawn. And frankly, I know from being at the market on Saturday that the sweeper was not at least judged to be particularly effective. I'm sure it's better than doing nothing. I'm absolutely sure of that. But And the big issue is, of course, you could sweep it right now and 10 minutes later 200 geese show up and it's like you never did it. So I know that Rob Gibson went around on Friday and spent the better part of a day doing a number of things, primarily amongst them trying to get rid of the goose poo by using a rake and a shovel, because it's extremely difficult to remove. Again, that's my personal experience too. I was doing some of that this afternoon at my son's house, so it is, it's intolerable, but it is what it is. I mean, and I don't know, we could try some fencing solutions and things. I'm not sure how wise that is in parks. I think they would then be a tripping hazard and things like that too. Truthfully, after being frustrated with this for the better part of 10 years, I don't know that there is a good solution. But I mean, that doesn't mean we should give up. I'm not suggesting that. And certainly a sweeper is a step that helps.
Yeah.
But truthfully, the best solution is to have a dog. But I mean, how are you going to keep a dog in a park, right? So when my son had a dog living with us, I mean, didn't have a problem at all that year. But that
I think due diligence is making the attempt, as you said, with the sweeper and see what we can do.
Yeah.
And I probably, you know, I don't know whether they were always down there, yes, but more were out here. And so now they've moved a bit, I guess, and found a better spot. So it's probably increased the number down there.
Sure.
I know that Greg had done it on Thursday, and then Friday morning it rained.
Yeah.
And I had a picture emailed to me at about 1 o'clock, and the park was just full of geese right after the rain.
Councilor Zulak.
So I know a number of years ago, I think Marley and Mike, you were both on council then, and Greg had brought up about getting newt swans. Maybe we could reapproach him again and see about, you know, what he thinks about that again, about the newt swan. And I don't know, but it used to be there was tons of goose excrement all around by the post office and everything. Mm-hmm. Is it as bad this year? Because it used to be where you couldn't even walk into the post office and all over the parking lot and everything, there was tons of it.
They actually weren't that bad this spring compared to other springs. I know about even just walking across the parking lot to come in the front door.
But if we can see about the mute swans, because that, and other than that, I was out on the lake and I seen people had white swans, but they weren't real, on their wall, like floating in the water. I wonder if
it's worth a try.
Yeah, I'd try anything because the alternative is to give
up. Well, other than that, maybe we should send something to Graven Smith or somebody, because everyone is having a problem with the geese, and you know, they should get on it somehow.
The Lake Stewardship and Environment Committee has discussed this on half a dozen occasions in the last couple of years. One of their suggestions, I'm not sure who it came from, but it was discussed at the committee meeting anyhow, was simply let your grass grow a lot longer close to shore for like 10 to 20 feet. That does work. I have less problem now than I had before. But frankly, the thing that's happened this year, in our bay anyhow, is I swear there is at times a group of 150 to 200 geese at a time that'll come up onto the property. That's what was happening today at my son's property. It's just obscene. I mean, and
I know you don't have to tell me about geese because we have the problem with geese.
I mean, I'm all for trying any solution that even just makes it better. I don't think we can eliminate the problem short of something undesirable. But it's very, very frustrating to a lot of people, including me. So
I know golf courses do use dogs. But how can you do that here? Like, you know, the dogs will go in the golf course and actually chase the geese right into the ponds and everything and keep them away. If we can see about the other.
Sure. Well, at least, I mean, for the township stuff, for Minerva in particular, it doesn't seem like we would need lots of them. I don't know how much they cost, but it's worth an effort to try.
But here, even, like here, who wants to take their kids for swimming lessons when there's... Or play baseball or anything, you know?
Yeah, by the way, it's unsatisfactory, but there it is. So.
Yeah. Okay, any further discussion? Call the question, all those in favor? Opposed, carried. 5467, moved by Councilor Ryan, second by Councilor Haskin. Be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of Teller has hereby received the email from Susan Montgomery, dated June 26, 2023, regarding the patch of poison ivy on McKellar Lake Road, and further that after inspection of the plants by township staff, it was identified as large-leafed aster and not hazardous to pedestrian and or recreational traffic in the area. Discussion?
So the same, Carly was...
Yes, I emailed Susan and she did reply and said that it was okay.
Okay, call the question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Okay, resolution 23-468, moved by Councilor Keckman, second by Councilor Zulak. Be it resolved the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar has hereby received a letter from Reg Moore dated June 27, 2023, in regards to discussions held at the June 20th, 2023 regular meeting of Council. With respect to consent application number B02/2021, that's 2792311 Ontario Limited. Discussion? That, by the way, maybe Councillor Haskins will speak to it later, that change in the conditions for that particular application was just recently approved by the Planning Board. Is that right?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? All the question, all those in favor? None opposed? Carried. That it shows up on the agenda, that's why for the Township of Carling Prairie Sound Area Planning Board, but just that maybe Councillor Haskell will speak to it later, but certainly they were looking at, and then I guess they've done this for a little while now, leaving the Planning Board, and the question came up whether they would talk to the province or whether they would talk to the municipalities to get the approval from all of them. And I think it was left that they would be talking to the province, that it wouldn't come back to the municipalities at this point. So there's no real need for a resolution. Yeah. Resolution 23-469, moved by Councillor Haskin, second by Councillor Ryland. Be it resolved, Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar is hereby named the private right of way over lands described as parts of lots 24 and 25, concession 9, McKellar, as Solway Lane. Discussion? I guess the one question I'll ask, who provides the science for that? Is that something the township has to?
We would provide the sign for the road.
And they would install it?
The township would install it. We would, we would install it.
But it's a private road, but we're still installing it there? Okay. I want a clarification.
Yeah.
That's all.
Well, we install them on other private roads too, Highway 300 or
yes.
The beginning.
Yeah, yeah. At the beginning. I don't think there's more than one sign on any road that mob up. Center and Hurdle and things, but not normal roads. But
any civic numbers, they pay for the signs for their civics.
Yeah.
But
okay.
Yeah.
Councilor Kagan, you got a question? No,
no. It was just that. This would probably be considered a fire route. Because of the amount of lots down there, so would probably follow the same guidelines as fire route.
Yes, if it's approved here at council, then we have to send it off to 911 as well, notifying them. We notify the geography network. We notify Bell of all the changes.
Excellent.
If 911 comes back and says no, that's about the only one. There would have to be a real conflict, I think, in this case.
Sure.
That they would say that that's not acceptable.
I mean, we haven't investigated, so we would assume there's no other Solway lanes nearby. That's something they wouldn't check
not
on.
Not in the geography network, there isn't.
No, but that's something that other people, somebody would check, so there wouldn't be confusion.
Yeah.
Okay, because I know the applicant wouldn't know necessarily.
Okay, so one question. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried.
Resolution 23-470, moved by Councilor Zulak, second by Councilor Pekkanen, be resolved the Council of the Corporation, Township McKellar, is hereby renamed Hart Road, formerly Fire Route 306, to Pine Tree Lane. Discussion? Councilor Pekkanen,
yeah.
First.
So this is one of the fire routes that had been renamed to Hart.
Yes, I think there was an administrative error on this point. So surveys were sent out at the beginning of the fire route naming process, and the owners on the road did not pick Hart Road. They picked Pine Tree Lane. So you can see on the form included in the agenda package that four of the six owners had signed to say Pine Tree Lane. And when it was changed to Hart Road, they kept coming back to the township saying, we didn't pick this name. So that's why it's before council now.
I think Nick received an email, I did too, from Jennifer from the Environmental Committee, pointing out that there is already a road in the township called Pine Point Trail. And the
just one of those?
Yeah. So one just brought it to our attention that maybe that is a concern, that it could be a mix-up for emergency vehicles.
I can ask Robert Morrison, our fire chief, if he would see any conflict with that for dispatch for 911.
Yeah, because it's almost like one of those cases of a lakeside drive or a lakeshore road kind of thing. It's like people have been here for decades, still get that. So it is kind of like Pine Point Trail, Pine Tree Lane. You know, it is only the pine word, but it's, I don't know, but then it comes down to, yeah, can they pick something else without pine in it, so...
It's
yeah, I've talked to Rob about it, I guess.
Through, right? Already had two other names, so...
Yeah.
Who is it that ultimately decides? Is 911?
911 may say that's too close to another road in your municipality. It may not approve it.
Okay.
But that would be their call, whether they would approve it or not.
Okay.
And then very close to that area, there's a private sign that has been there for decades that says Pine Tree Point.
Yeah.
That's even closer. Well, the thing is, if this is passed by us, it doesn't mean anything necessarily. I mean, as you say, things are put in motion then, and it may come back. So rather than defeat this, this is something we would pass and then...
Yeah, 911 may come back and say no.
Okay, so are these people informed at all that this isn't the end of the process? Don't quit changing your addresses just yet?
They would have been informed right from the very beginning all the way through that they know that the process is,
okay,
once approved by council, it still has to go to 911 for approval.
Okay, excellent. Councilor Zulak.
Well, is there a possibility that we could defer it and talk to those people and ask them if they would be willing? There's three with Pine.
Mm-hmm.
Would they be willing to change it to another name, or do they want us to put the process through and then leave it up to?
I would think it's better to defer it and get as much information as we can. Like right off the bat, the fire chief is going to say, you know, this is probably not a good idea. Just on that alone.
Do we incur a cost by referring it to 911?
No.
Okay. But nevertheless, I agree. I mean, I think that makes the most sense. If we have these at least concerns, then maybe we should ask them to pick a different name, right? So they might not like it, but...
Yeah, I know.
Well,
a prime example of the confusion years ago in Parry Sound, you've got Great North Road, and Parry Sound Drive comes off of Great North Road.
Mm.
But Parry Sound Drive has North Road off of it. And for the first how many years, there were huge problems.
Sure.
With fire trucks or ambulances going out into Taylor Subdivision when they should be in the harbor.
Mm.
So.
And that can be life and death,
mm-hmm,
right? So.
Yeah, so I think deferring is probably...
Yeah.
A good idea.
That's a good suggestion. Thank you. I like that.
Any further discussion? Call the question. All those for deferral? That's carried for deferral. Resolution 23-471, moved by Councillor Ryan, seconded by Councillor Hoskin. Whereas J.T. Mason was awarded RFP number PW-2023-08 for the replacement slash installation of a new foundation for St. Stephen's Church, and whereas Council passed resolution number 23-399 to add a 10% contingency for possible cost overruns that cannot be verified by a site visit, such as floor joist replacement and chimney removal for the foundation work on St. Stephen's Church. And whereas J.T. Mason's requires a deposit of $40,000 on startup to cover the deposit to the subcontractor who is lifting the building, and whereas the township does not provide an initial deposit for liability reasons, and invoices are based on progress reports or milestones after inspection by the CBO. And whereas RFP number PW-2023-08 stated that, quote, proponents agree to prepare and submit bids at their own cost. The Township of McKellar is not obligated in any way to pay costs of any kind or nature whatsoever that may be incurred by a proponent or any third parties in the bid process relating to the RFP. All such costs shall be the proponent's sole responsibility. End quote. And whereas contract terms and conditions will be negotiated upon selection of the winning bidder for this RFP, now therefore be it resolved that the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar does hereby decline the request of additional deposit of $40,000 and ask the contractor to adhere to original agreement and terms and conditions. Discussion? Councilor Zulak?
Sounds like we're having quite a few problems with this contractor right from the beginning. Makes me wonder if...
Carly has a point.
We did send the initial contract to J.T. Mason's, and then following that, they asked for the 10% contingency. At that point, they did not ask for a deposit. So obviously, correspondence was given to them about the contingency, so then they returned with the needing of a deposit, which was not disclosed at the beginning nor in their proposal. Today I received the signed contract back without saying that the township was giving them the deposit. They're looking to move forward on the project, and they had said that the contractor that was lifting the building was hoping to be starting by the end of this week. So to me, that doesn't seem like this deposit is dependent on the work beginning, because they are moving forward, but it was a request that we were bringing to council.
Excellent. Sounds good. So I think that's your concern dealt with. Looks like he's moving ahead. What's it? Okay. Great. Any further discussion? Call the question then. All those in favor? None opposed? Carried. Resolution 23-472, moved by Councillor Kekkonen, seconded by Councillor Zulak. Whereas Section 253 of the Municipal Act 2001 provides a right to inspect the records of the municipality, including records considered at a meeting, except those records considered during that part of a meeting that was closed to the public. And whereas Section 224 of the Municipal Act 2001 sets out the role of Council, A, to represent the public and to consider the well-being and interests of the municipality, B, to develop and evaluate the policies and programs of the municipality, C, to determine which services the municipality provides, D, to ensure that administrative policies, practices, and procedures and controllership policies, practices, and procedures are in place to implement the decisions of council, and D.1, to ensure the accountability and transparency of the operations of the municipality, including the activities of the senior management of the municipality, E, to maintain the financial integrity of the municipality, and F, to carry out the duties of council under this or any other act. And whereas council has determined that to carry out its role effectively, which is access to records considered closed session at council between 2019 and 2022, and whereas council is subject to the council code of conduct and everything it does, including accessing corporate records, Now, therefore, be resolved, the Council of the Corporation of the Township of McKellar hereby directs that during the period July 4th, 2023 to December 31st, 2023, any member of Council may arrange with the clerk to view these closed session records. Discussion? Councilor Ryan.
Can I ask why I'm just to the end of the year? As opposed to...
Well, you're experiencing the others. Oh, I mean the actual...
I mean, why are we saying we can only do it till December 31st? I mean,
yeah,
why not in perpetuity, frankly?
I'd ask staff, because I didn't come up with the date. So.
It was just a date added. If council wants to change the date, then we can change that in the resolution.
Okay. I'm not suggesting that I want to. I'm just saying, I mean, I don't understand, because otherwise then we'd have to pass another resolution to extend it into future years.
Right.
And shorter, and we could change our mind in the interim anyway. I'm not saying that, but I would just like to think.
I would think that we could put it to, like, for this term of council.
Yeah, it doesn't really matter. I mean, if you've got, I guess the idea was that you don't want to leave it too long. If there are issues that have been sitting there and haven't been dealt with, you don't want to wait until your last year, your term. You've already lost 2 years then.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking time is sort of important. Because some things that I know we're trying to do an unfinished business list for our regular meetings, and there's also unfinished business from closed sessions. And some of those may be carried over from the previous council that should be dealt with. We've had a couple surface recently that council wasn't aware of. Now, I know we leave it to staff to bring those forward, but if by chance something is missed, it might be a couple years old before we get looking at it. So,
especially during this term.
Yeah.
That last term.
And this is off the topic of the resolution as stated, but I mean the question is there a belief that only members of this present council could look at closed sessions from this present council?
What the regulation is that if you were not a member of council during that term,
yeah,
then you are not privy to that information.
Okay.
So in actual fact, Mike or Morley or yourself could actually see, well, you would only be period of time.
Yeah.
But the period of time that you were on council, you are privy to that information. You were at the table at the time. We would have to have approval for Debbie or for David. If we were going back 8 years, I don't need to get approval for Debbie to go back through closed sessions from 8 years ago because she was privy to it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it gets confusing.
Yeah.
But,
it's confusing.
But you need clearance. So.
Yeah, if a compelling situation came up that was outside of that framework, we could also have a separate resolution to authorize somebody to look at something else. Is that true? I mean, if we decided there was something...
If council approves it, yes.
Yeah, okay, then that's fine. I'm okay with that because, you know, it's just... I didn't want, it seemed like it was just locked in for that short period, that's all.
Yeah, and I think what Carly was looking at when she put that date on there is that if there is something that we're going through those closed sessions, things that have been missed or overlooked, hopefully by December of this year, we would know that.
Sure.